You've tuned in to Naturopathy Earth Radio in occult health news, where you get the latest on medical cover-ups, government malfeasance, toxins being put in our food and home, as well as sound, clean eating principles. We are here to cast a light on what the big sick care industry and its government shills don't want you to know. Don't be a slave to Big Pharma. Break free of shackles of Big Food and start your journey now on a long, purposeful life. Become a citizen of Naturopathy Earth. Here's your host, A. Gregory Luna.
Hello, everybody. This is A. Gregory Luna. Of course, you can call me Gregory. And welcome back to another episode of Naturopathy Earth Radio and Occult Health News. I hope you're doing well today in this July that we are experiencing right now. It is hot, 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 to quote an old song from The Cure. In Texas here, I mean, it's very common to be 100 degrees, pretty much 60 to 90 days in the summer. And that's where we're at right now. So it is very hot. So as you would expect, what do we like to do when it's hot? Well, we like to eat ice cream. And so this episode, we're going to talk about a very popular fad or brand called Halo Top. Some of you might be familiar with Halo Top. Some of you might not. Go to your grocery store and you should see it there. We did cover another fad back in the early episodes. We covered fidget spinners. That was another fad that came out of nowhere. And we talked about some of the problems with fidget spinners, how some of them are very high registering with some heavy metal toxins. So if your kids are flipping and spinning those things, you might want to go back to that episode to see what are some of the issues with it. But I wanted to cover Halo Top because it is very popular and I've tasted it before. And I just wanted to cover some of the cautionary things about it and what makes it so unique and what makes it so low in calories. As always, I am a certified wellness coach. If any of you are in the need to lose weight, contact me because, as you know, I've lost weight and kept it off since the first Bush administration. So I might be able to help you with that. And as always, we do have a Patreon account if you want to help fund the podcast. All right, so let's talk about ice cream. You scream, we all scream for ice cream. Okay, so I've eaten Halo Top, and to be honest, the consistency is different than regular ice cream, and I wasn't a big fan of it. Like many of you, you look at the carton, and you're amazed by the low amount of calories, and so you're like, oh my God, this is revolutionary, and then the marketing and the labeling of the carton make it look very appealing. And so then you try it, and you notice, at least this is from my point of view, it's very kind of grainy, and it lacks creaminess. But okay, so we're going to be gleaning from an article from Time Magazine here. The ice cream industry experienced a regime change on Monday when low-calorie, high-protein pints of Halo Top ice cream dethroned top-selling brands Ben & Jerry's and Häagen-Dazs to become the best-selling pint of ice cream in the U.S., This is actually pretty amazing because I had never even heard of this brand until about a year ago. Since Halo Top launched in 2012, the company has experienced tremendous growth, with sales spiking 2,500% from 2015 to 2016 alone. Fans have flocked to the ice cream for its guilt-free health claims. Entire pints range from just 240 to 360 calories per container, which is roughly about 60 to 90 calories per half cup serving. Because normally in these pints, it's 4 servings per container. Compared to other popular brands, that's a substantial calorie cut. For example, a half cup serving of Häagen-Dazs or Ben & Jerry's vanilla is about 250 calories. So you're eating, if you eat an entire pint of Ben & Jerry's, you're going for 1,000 calories. Whereas if you're eating an entire pint of Halo Top, it's about 350, depending on which one you're getting. Halo Top also boasts 20 grams of protein per pint. They're like, wow, that's great. That's a nice old protein kick. We need that protein. Well, is the low-calorie ice cream actually healthy? Well, Halo Top Creamery CEO Justin Wolverton describes it this way, quote, "Everybody has their own definition of healthy," close quote. "For us, it means foods that are as unprocessed as they can be. Halo Top is something where people can eat the whole pint or a lot more than a quarter of a cup of ice cream," which is normally a quarter of a pint. "It can fit into their diet without breaking the calorie bank," close quote. Now, I love his has their own definition of healthy because they try to portray Halo Top as being very healthy. But what is healthy? I mean, is it healthier to eat an ice cream that is 90 calories per serving if you can just eat a quarter of a cup as opposed to eating, let's say, berries? So no, I mean, it's not necessarily healthy. Is it healthier than other ice creams? Well, let's find out. Not everyone agrees that it's healthy. Unlike fruits and vegetables that are naturally full of nutrients, Halo Top is a processed dairy product with sugars and sweeteners, right? A paleo person would not eat it because it's very processed. Even though Halo Top contains fewer calories than other pints, that doesn't mean it's helping your health, say experts. And don't let the added nutrients like protein and fiber fool you. Carrie Gans, a registered dietitian in New York City, says, quote, "My two pet peeves are that it feels like Halo Top is highlighting two things. One, you can eat this entire pint for only a small amount of calories, and look at all this protein. No one should eat a whole pint of ice cream. We should be sitting down to the recommended serving, which is half a cup. If you want to double it, fine. But you shouldn't sit down to a pint." Yeah, we should close quote. "We shouldn't sit down to a pint, but most people do. Most people do. Nor should it prioritize people from getting protein from their dessert." Quote, "Protein is such a hot nutrient right now, and people are buying it without really knowing why," says Gans. Quote, "Most people eat ice cream after eating dinner, and most do not need the extra protein." That's true. Look, I've talked about this in a previous episode. I can't remember if it's on fasting, or if I can't remember if it's on the one where we're discussing maybe the pantry, the clean eating pantry, but we do as a whole ingest too much protein. The typical American has a high fat, high protein, high carb diet. We have a high fat everything, high everything. And most estimates are we should be eating no more than for sure a half of our body weight in protein. But given that we eat so much meat, most of us are getting too much protein. And if you're eating too much protein, guys, there's a condition called gluconeogenesis where the protein can be converted into glucose, into sugar. And, you know, typical American, we're eating way too much sugar as it is. And so it can be converted to fat. So really, the only people who should be eating a lot of protein are going to be like those who are trying to bulk up and lift weights. So the fact that it has 20 grams of protein that on itself might seem a laudable thing. We're already getting too much protein from our diet if you're eating a lot of meat. Now, if you're a vegetarian and you're not a well-balanced vegetarian who's eating, let's say, a lot of legumes, then maybe the 20 grams of protein could serve you well. Now, one of my issues with the Halo Top is that it's almost encouraging you to binge. So because if you look at the marketing and you look at the actual product, it's like you don't stop eating until you see the bottom, da-da-da-da-da. So it's like almost encouraging you to binge eat the entire pint. And we shouldn't be encouraging that at all. We should be encouraging sensible portions. But the naysayer would be like, well, you know, Gregory, I mean, come on, we all eat a pint. And if we're all going to eat a pint, well, it might as well be only a quarter of the calories that a Haagen-Dazs one would have. Well, maybe that's true. To keep calories low, Halo Top uses a zero-calorie sweetener, stevia. For added sweetness, it also uses organic cane sugar, which is still a sugar, and erythritol, which is a type of sugar alcohol. It's related to xylitol, which is most commonly seen in gum. If you want to go back for more information, go check out our episode on gum. While many sugar alcohols are thought to be linked to gastrointestinal problems, some people it does cause that, Gans says erythritol is typically less potent than others. That's good. Halo Top also uses prebiotic fiber, which Wolverton, who's the CEO, says is a natural type of fiber derived from plants like chicory root to give the ice cream more texture and body. Now, we know there is absolutely nothing wrong with prebiotic fiber. That's the type of fiber that it's kind of insoluble that the body can't absorb. And prebiotics, we've talked about back in episode 3, are going to be the things that naturally feed our microbiome. I think we talked about it in the previous episode with the vaginal microbiome. And so we want to be eating a lot of prebiotics, but we want to be eating prebiotics that are natural. So asparagus, onions, unripened bananas, honey. These are going to be unprocessed, right? Straight from the earth. And that's what we really want to be eating. But it is an ice cream. So look, the fact that it has prebiotic fiber is a good thing, because if you look at, let's say, dryers isn't going to have prebiotic food in it. Nutrition experts are skeptical about low-calorie or artificial sweeteners. A recent report analyzed 37 studies on zero-calorie sweeteners and found that despite having few or zero calories, they don't actually help people lose weight. Amen. And instead may contribute to weight gain. Amen. It's unclear why, but scientists speculate that regularly eating or drinking sugar substitutes may also cause people to crave sweeter foods more often, or people may believe that because they haven't consumed calories, they can splurge elsewhere. Some early evidence also suggests that sweeteners might interfere with the body's mechanism for metabolizing sugar. Okay, so there's a lot right here on this one. So going back, let's go back to stevia. My problem, now go back to the episode, it must be probably in the 30s or 40s where we do a review of all the non-sugar-based sweeteners. So we cover blackstrap molasses, we cover stevia, we cover erythritol, we cover honey, we cover agave nectar. And there's an article on the website Naturopathic Earth on this. Stevia's got a checkered history. First of all, it was banned by the FDA for several years. Now, that's not saying a lot because we know the FDA is crooked to the core. But in this case, it could kind of almost bring like a red flag. Also, the stevia that we buy is highly processed and highly refined. If you were to find natural stevia, let's say you go to Whole Paycheck, Whole Foods, and you were to find natural stevia, you would spit this stuff out. It's so disgusting. It is nasty. It's hard to taste. And so a lot of people will buy the super refined stevia, and the super refined stevia has a lot of problems linked to it. And then going back to the artificial sweeteners, talking about how it actually doesn't help people lose weight, we've talked about this forever, especially in particular to aspartame and to Splenda. And there's been tons of studies showing that people who ingest a lot of the artificial sweeteners, like in Coke Zero, Diet Coke, are actually more overweight. They're actually more overweight. And this article mentions that one of the good reasons, because it's not satisfying your sweet tooth. We all have a sweet tooth. So if you're ingesting a lot of foods that have these zero calorie sweeteners, your body's not getting that satiety of sweetness. And so you're going to typically overcompensate by eating more sweet stuff, natural sweet stuff, and then you overindulge. And this is one of the many reasons you should avoid diet sodas. The biggest reason is that it has a known neurotoxin that causes seizures and brain tumors in rats, which is aspartame. And we've talked about aspartame ad nauseum in this podcast series. So problems. These are problems. We want to stay away from the artificial sweeteners at all costs. And if we're going to eat sugar, then for Christ's sake, eat sugar. The other thing here that it mentions is that when you're eating low calorie stuff, you tend to be like, oh, well, I haven't consumed so many calories, so I'm going to splurge elsewhere. So the classic example of this is like when somebody goes to McDonald's and goes, I'll get like two Big Macs, two large fries, and a diet soda. Like the diet soda is really going to make a difference. But in their mind, they're like, well, I'm saving some calories in the sodas, so I'm going to go get another burger. So this kind of goes into that line of that mental exercise that we do where we think we're saving calories in one area, which we might be, but then we overindulge. And it's kind of analogous to the when I work out, I tend to gain weight kind of mentality, because when we exercise, it accelerates our hunger hormone ghrelin. And also, after we work out, we're like, oh, I just worked out. I just ran 2 miles. So I'm going to go eat an entire pizza. And so what people do is they tend to overeat and they overconsume calories to the point where they're consuming more calories than had they never worked out at all. There's also a big difference in the weight of the actual ice cream. A pint of Vanilla Halo Top weighs about 256 grams, while a pint of Ben & Jerry's vanilla weighs 428 grams. As Food & Wine magazine points out, Halo Top is lighter in part because it contains less sugar and fat, the stuff that makes ice cream sweet and thick and taste good. Also, they inject it with tons of air. And this is something that you see in the low-churn ice creams too. And this is what makes them so low in calorie, is because there's so much air, so you're not getting bang for your buck. And I think most of you guys know, like when you eat Ben & Jerry's or Häagen-Dazs, that is just hardcore, if there's such a thing, ice cream, where it is minimal ingredients, like maybe 4 ingredients, the milk, the sugar, the cream, and then whatever flavor it is. But it's very heavy, and so it's very satisfying. It fills you up quickly. The problem with Halo Top is that it's full of air. It doesn't have sweeteners that fill you up. It doesn't have a lot of fat. And so it's much easier to overconsume it and eat not just one pint, but several pints of this. Overall, Gons says she doesn't see any problems with what's in the ice cream. Quote, as far as the ingredients go, there's nothing there that I would question as a red flag, she says. But be skeptical of packaging and marketing that gives any ice cream a health halo. Labeling on the front of a package has been shown to make buyers view the food more favorably, regardless of the food's actual health value. Even with high protein and low calories, Halo Top is still ice cream, something to remember before you devour an entire pint. And of course, this is very important because, again, it's the mental exercise. We think, okay, this only has 240 calories, which is roughly the same thing as a candy bar. It's like, oh, I just ate this whole Halo Top. Okay, now I can go eat 2 more Halo Tops or go eat, you know, a cheeseburger or a slice of cake. Whereas it's better maybe to eat a half a cup or 2 servings of Ben & Jerry's, and that stuff will fill you up, and then you won't feel the need to go get the slice of cake. Okay, so let's finish up this episode here. So, is there something necessarily wrong with Halo Top? No. The only issue with Halo Top, really, is that it makes you more predisposed to overeating because it's encouraging you to eat the entire pint and in essence, to binge eat because it's not normal to eat an entire pint of ice cream. And because it's full of air and sugar substitutes and fats that aren't as filling, it's easier to overeat an entire Halo Top and, in fact, eat more. When I was doing research for this episode, I remember reading an article where the CEO even mentions how it's not uncommon for people to eat 10 Halo Tops a week as opposed to the average American who eats 3 to 4 pints a week. And so this is exactly what the company wants. If the company is selling their product as healthy, right, whatever is healthy, healthy ice cream, but if they're selling their product as healthy and they know that their product isn't filling, that's like a win-win combination for people who don't know any better because they eat the ice cream and in their mind they're rationalizing, oh, this is only 240 calories. I can eat a lot of these. And then they end up buying a lot of them. And of course, that helps the company. So the big issue is if you compare it to generic Breyers or Dreyers or Bluebell or whatever ice cream, it's going to have less ingredients, which is something that we like. If you look at a typical generic chocolate from your chocolate ice cream from your supermarket, it's probably going to have 15 to 20 ingredients, and a lot of them are grass or generally regarded as safe or maybe even class 2B carcinogens. And they could have some problems with them, like mono and diglycerides, for example. But so if you look at Halo Top, it does have less ingredients. That's a good thing. That is a good thing. My only reservation, again, is that it uses artificial sweeteners. And look, the regular ice cream, unless you're buying Ben & Jerry's and Haagen-Dazs, those don't typically have sucralose or Splenda. But if you're buying some of the lesser quality ice creams, a lot of them will surreptitiously put in Splenda, which is sucralose. You find this in a lot of the energy bars, a lot of the cereals, and a lot of the ice cream. But it even when it's in those ice creams, the dryers and briars, the conventional ones, it's maybe like the 12th ingredient. So there's not a lot of it. But in Halo Top, it is one of the major ingredients. So that is a problem. We really want to be limiting our artificial sweeteners as much as we possibly can. So it has prebiotic fiber. That's great. It's got skim milk. It's got eggs. That's fine. Cream, organic cane sugar, high-fat cocoa, these are okay. These are not a problem. My major problem is going to be with the stevia because it's going to be the very refined stevia. And then my other issue is going to be with the fact that it has artificial sweeteners. So my last takeaway, guys, is eat it. If you enjoy the consistency and you enjoy the taste, both of which I don't like, enjoy it, but don't eat the whole pint. Eat it in limited servings. And if you feel that you are overeating these Halo Tops and you're eating more than a pint or even a pint and a half, then go to Ben & Jerry's, because arguably they're the same price. The Halo Tops are pretty expensive. Go to Ben & Jerry's and eat one serving, and you'll notice that it will fill you up a lot faster than the Halo Top would. Okay, guys, that's all I have to say. Until next time, God bless. Please hit the subscribe button. As always, post an honest review. I'd appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to NPE Radio and Occult Health News. Visit our website at naturopathicearth.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Occult Health News and at our Facebook page at Naturopathy Earth. Please consider a donation at patreon.com/naturopathicearth. Consider subscribing to our podcast. And as always, please post an honest review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to this. And remember the core belief at NPE. Let food be thy medicine. Let nature be thy healer. Until next time.